I Sing Hallelujah. How about that song?
Song that Jamar Jones and I wrote, and that just came out. You know, just pray once again. It's just praise, giving God praise.
Worthy is the Lamb.
I wanted to do something from like a Hillsong or something, a cover, and we came up with that one, and it's just such a beautiful song.
The last song I'll ask you about is God is My Refuge.
It came out of just the distress and prayer from the times, this crazy election,
mm-hmm.
you know, the police shootings, the shootings of police, just the tension in the air. And, man, it's time that this generation had never seen before. And I just wanted to remind people that we have a place to go. And I remind myself, you know, God is my refuge and my strength.
You mentioned the times that we're in now, the police shootings, and also you mentioned the election, which is only a few days away on Tuesday. Do artists like you reflect on that? What I'm trying to say is, how does that affect a gospel artist like you?
It affects us greatly. I have a son, 18 years old, and I've been watching all of this stuff. When I saw Michael Brown's father put his head back and holler with pain from the inside, tears dropped out of my eyes uncontrollably. I could feel his pain. I mean, he was crying till he was sweating. And I can only imagine what it's like. And I don't like it. I don't like it.
Wow.
Yet I have police officer friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everybody. I have great friends that if I were hurt, that they would get hurt, man, it would hurt my heart so bad. I would cry about that. And it's just the evil of the times. And I want somebody to do something about it. You know, I want us to come up with something. I want them, you know, whoever the lawmakers are. And this is why it's important to get out and vote. And people think, you know, they say, well, Democrats have done nothing for us, and Democratic president have done nothing. And they're saying that, but they're missing the point. You have to vote your local legislation, your judges in your communities, because those are the people who are going to decide your immediate fate and what goes on in your community. So I look at how people got things twisted. You know, they're upset that, you know, this guy is sitting down, kneeling down. Kaepernick is kneeling down because he's trying to take some sort of stand. And then they're not as upset when a young black man has been wrongfully killed. They're not that upset about that. They actually don't even mention it. It's not even a byline. They just move on about it. But if a guy kneels during that, then they want to call him this, and they're outraged. They're just outraged. It's just backwards. But that's just the way the times are. And you still have to find a way to love. You still have to find a way to forgive. And it is distressing, you know. And I just want to keep the young people focused that I talk to. And, you know, and the black men, we got to stay focused, you know, because it just looks bad right now. So my heart is distressed.
Wow.
And I don't, you know, but like I said, once again, it would hurt my heart, and I have a lot of friends on the force. If I heard one of them got taken out, my heart would be so heavy. So I just, yeah, we just have to pray, man. We just have to pray and trust God. That's all we can do.
Definitely. The iconic Fred Hammond. Fred, where can one find out about your tours? Where can one pick up your new album, Worship Journal? Are you on the internet, anywhere? Where can they find you?
Well, You can go to festivalofpraisetour.com, festivalofpraisetour.com, and get all information about the tour and where it's at. You can go to Real Fred Hammond, Real Fred Hammond on Twitter, Real Fred H on Instagram, and Fred Hammond on Facebook, and you can follow me there. My website is live now, and you can go to, I don't even know the name of it. I don't even know the name of my own website.
Hey.
Look it up. Well, I'm looking at, you can go to any store, and you can probably get the CD of my brand new CD, you know, Worship Journal Live. You can go to Meet Fred Hammond. I think that's .com. I think that's real old.
Okay.
I'm looking at it now. It's brand new. It's brand new website. I just launched it last week.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so, you know, there it is. And realfredhammond.com, I believe it is. And then you can go to, you know, like I said, any of the stores and Walmart and whatnot and pick up Worship Journal Live and go iTunes, Amazon, and whatever, and pick that up. This tour itself is not what people think. It is absolutely not what people think.
Oh, okay.
I think we marketed it wrong. I think in the marketing of this, it does not match up to the actual content. The content is made, it's out of control.
Wow.
We all come out together. We all sing with each other. But this year we got a twist. It's interactive. Audience members are playing, and they're with us, and we're up there, man. They're laughing, they're joking. It's called the Game of Life, and we bring people up on stage. They play games with us. We talk to them. We have this comedy. It is the gospel music, praise and worship comedy event of the decade.
Oh, wow.
Comedy event of the decade. You're going to laugh. You're going to worship. People have cried. If you go on Facebook and you look at all of this stuff, you'll see all these different emotions. People just stay, and I don't think enough people know, because people say, that's another gospel concert. This is not your grandfather's or grandmother's gospel concert.
Well, all right.
This is very different. I'll tell you this. There was something that went on, and people were getting up, and they were using profanity, and they were just rushing about, and this, that, and other, and they just had to figure it out. And, like, the ministry and the presentation is so unique,
mm-hmm.
that it shifts people at certain points in time, and they're like, wow.
Amazing.
It's amazing. So I like to tell you, just come on out.
Gotta
early,
do it.
We all start at the same time.
Gotta do it. It's Fred Hammond. Fred, we thank you for your time. We know this is on a Saturday, but we just thank you for just allotting us the time, and it's always great talking to you. And I'm going to say happy birthday to you, early birthday, because your birthday is next month on the 27th.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I always keep up with it because we share the same birthday.
Excellent.
Yeah, December 27th.
Happy birthday to you, bro.
Hey, thank you. And again, Fred, thank you. Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you, Fred.
Thank you, boss.
You're welcome. Fred Hammond, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.